Good morning.
Hello.
Would you like a ginger snap cookie?
Yes.
Visitors to the annual Christmas fair at the American Swedish Institute are greeted with the call of the Navalure, ginger snap cookies, and music, traditions Swedes have honored for centuries. But this year, for the first time, the American Swedish Institute is introducing visitors to a rare modern-day holiday tradition, one that most Americans may not be aware of. For over 50 years, Swedes have been gathering around their television sets on Christmas Eve to watch an hour-long broadcast of Disney cartoons starring Donald Duck, who's known affectionately in Sweden as Kalle Anka. Ann Hildreth, the retail director at the American Swedish Institute who grew up in Sweden, explains.
It's a tradition in Sweden. At 3 o'clock, everybody sits down and watches Kalle Anka and Och hans vänner and his friends. I love it. And it's the same every year.
Don't you think it's a little odd that a whole country sits down to watch a Donald Duck cartoon?
No. What about the shopping on the day after Thanksgiving, for God's sakes? Isn't that a little odd?
To find out why over 4 million Swedes make their Christmas Eve plans around an American cartoon, I went to the University of Minnesota and met with Lena Norman, the senior lecturer in Scandinavian studies.
So most families, I would say at least 95% of the Swedes, you plan your Christmas to fit in the Donald Duck show. It starts at 3. So between 3 and 4, Sweden stands still.
When the show, Donald Duck and His Friends Wish You Merry Christmas, was aired in 1959, it gave the Swedes their first impression of life in America.
But when they started, we hardly had television. It was only black and white television, only one channel, and we didn't have TV shows every day of the week. And suddenly, in 1959, we got this 1 hour of magic. Disney magic. We were all smitten and we were sitting in front of the television just waiting for this. That was the only time we could see cartoons and animated films on television. We didn't have any of that. And that was the only time we would get a glimpse into the American Christmas and, you know, all these things we all longed for.
The lineup of the cartoons in the broadcast rarely changes, and the storylines of the short clips have a common theme of assisting the underdog. There's Robin Hood stealing from the rich, the Bluebirds finishing Cinderella's ball gown, and Baloo in Jungle Book sings how to live off the land and have a life of leisure.
We know all the lines from that show, outside and in, and we fill in, and all would gather in front of the television. And we have Ferdinand, the bull who doesn't want to fight, who is very peaceful and just wants to smell the flowers and be left alone. They reflect on the Swedish soul with sharing, equality, as you said, and also neutrality, and we love peace.
In the recent general election in Sweden, Donald Duck received the highest number of write-in votes.
He has a good heart, and he tries very hard. He's a loser, so it's not always working out. So I think most Swedes root for him and not for his cousin Alexander, who is very rich and very arrogant. So it's the modesty, I guess. And sometimes he's not doing nice things, though, but it always turns out all right in the end.
Another popular figure in the broadcast is the narrator, a Swedish television reporter whose unpolished singing with Jiminy Cricket has made him a national folk hero.
He did this the first show in 1959, and at the very end it's Jiminy Cricket singing When You Wish Upon a Star. And he just started to sing along. And that is also part of the Swedish Christmas. There's no Christmas unless he has sung that song together with Jiminy Cricket.
Several years ago, the CEO of Swedish Public Television threatened to discontinue the broadcast due to the high cost of licensing fees. The backlash and outrage expressed by the public saved Donald Duck.
And that's when the Swedes stood up and said, "You are not touching our Christmas."
Now that the cartoons are available on DVD and can be seen on YouTube, People wonder just how much longer the tradition will continue, but Swedes are unified in their adherence to the rule. Recording Kalianka and friends is not allowed, and the show must only be watched on Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock with your family.
So we sit there together and we drink coffee or glögg and we have the saffron buns and the ginger snaps and we sing along and we say the lines exactly when they're saying the lines on television and then we laugh and we're happy together because it's a tradition. And that is what you do. You know, it's continuity and it's good to have something that is the same year after year after year.
The cartoon broadcast will be running continuously this Saturday from 10 to 5 at the American Swedish Institute's Christmas Fair. I'm Susan Gray with KFAI Community Radio.
"10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thank you.